Welcome everybody to my first BFB extra video, in which I'll be showing you cooking videos mainly, not directly related to baking, but hopefully you'll also find of interest. So today I'm going to be showing you how I make my grilled chicken, which I enjoy throughout the week. So what I use for that is a stainless steel baking pan, which this is fantastic, because the thing is, with stainless steel you can of course really, you know, scrub off any of the leftover sort of cooking residue with, like, a, you know, a scrubbing, let me show you, you know, with the typical scrubbing pad. But this one's worn down quite a bit, but these really do work. I think this is like the Scotch version. They do work when they're new, but they over time you require sort of more and more elbow grease to actually remove the baked on, you know, stains and that. But yes, as I say, the stainless steel is and I'll include a link for the one I bought in the video description, is fantastic, because you can clean it, you know, and you're also not worried about you know, say you use like a non-stick, then yeah, how do you even clean that? And also with like an cast iron, again, that just doesn't really appeal to me at all. So this really works well. Now with when you're grilling chicken, you want to prevent it sticking to the pan. So for that, all I do is I just use a quarter piece of the kitchen towel and dab a bit of extra virgin olive oil on it. So then you can lightly oil the size of the chicken breast that you want to grill. And check out the so I've cut up my week supply. I recommend that you buy the best chicken you can afford. And but that lot there, that only cost me $12. I mean, I tried to buy a slightly cheaper pack. So it's organic, free range, you know, humanely raised, which I'm really happy to give like the chickens as close to a natural life, because it's only fair, isn't it? You know, they're giving up their life for us, for their meat and that. I'm very happy to do that. And as I say, I mean, $12 for like a whole week's worth is it's not bad, is it really? Because the large piece there is what I'm going to be grilling, and then I have two smaller pieces for I have that like with my Oreida crinkle cut fries and some broccoli, you know, for my main evening meal, which is really nice. And then the chunks there, there's like two portions worth. I use those in a couple recipes which I'll be showing you. I have like an Indian curry, very tasty meal that I have with some naan bread. And then for my Sunday meal, I have like a tomato sauce based, you know, with rice. Yeah, both of these I cook with rice. As I say, I'll be showing you those episodes later on. Okay, but let's get on and start show you how I prepare the chicken here. And I've already washed my hands after. And yeah, check the a point with the you can see I'm using a wooden cutting board there. Yeah, I mean, there was concern at one point that, are they hygienic? But it turns out that wood is actually antibacterial. So as long as you thoroughly clean the chopping board after you've used it, when you're cutting up raw chicken, then it's perfectly fine. And yeah, I far prefer it over the plastic ones where they've like. They sort of embed in it supposedly antibacterial work, but it's all very unnatural, isn't it? So yeah, this just works very well, the natural wood ones. Okay, so yeah, you place obviously the chicken on the oiled area there, and then what I do is I just use a spoon to oil the chicken with, again, the extra virgin olive oil. And yeah, I really recommend going for, I've got the olive branch here, I recommend going for the single source, this is purely from California, as opposed to the blended version. I mean, yeah, it's not cheap, but I think that is worth it. And then you're getting a quality olive oil that hasn't been there hasn't been like suspect oils added to it. And yeah, no, I'm particularly happy with this particular brand. Was it California Olive Ranch? Yeah. Okay, so let me show you. And yeah, the just using the tablespoon is a really easy way to brush the chicken. So use about half, obviously depending on the size of the chicken breast, and then yeah, you just use it to fully brush the chicken breast with the olive oil, like so, and make sure you get all the edges of the chicken. Okay, that looks good. And then you can use the little bit of paper towel there to rest the spoon on. So let's do that. Move my cutting knife out of the way here. All right. And then you want to add a generous amount of freshly ground black pepper. Which is supposed to be good for you, the black pepper. So yeah, don't skimp on this. All right, that looks good. And a reasonable amount of yeah, I recommend these the short steakers with the like I use the Morton's kosher coarse salt, which has yeah, that's done me well. Right, so right, and then yeah, just grill that for, and I'll let you know. I'll time it this time to let you know how long I'm going to leave that under the grill, on which I do on a low setting. And yes, you want to. Yeah, initially, you it doesn't, regardless of the thickness of the chicken breast, you initially want to same amount of time, because you don't want to burn overcook the chicken. And then what you can do is to lengthen the time for the final steps, so that you ensure you thoroughly cook through the chicken. Because yeah, whilst there's not really any health concern so much with slightly raw chicken in the middle, it just doesn't taste as good if it's not fully cooked. So, but I'll give you all the timings on what I recommend with that. See you in a bit. So here you go. This is it's about 8 minutes. You can now I've fixed the date and time, you can actually see exactly how long it's been. And as I say, the trick is you don't want to over grill it in the first step. And you can sort of hear how far along it's gone with the grilling. So now you can use the spoon to turn over the chicken. So let's do that, and then you just give it a quick flip, like so. And then let me do this. You of course oil the other side in exactly the same way. As I say, about half a teaspoon. Just thoroughly brush the chicken there with the oil. Evenly coat it. I tell you, when this finish, it's got a lovely aroma to it. Okay, so add the old good amount of the freshly crushed black pepper. And these ones I get from the private selection ones I get from Kroger. They're really good, and you can get a pretty good price on those. Right, and then not forgetting the salt, of course. Now I do a trick here, which it's probably this might be the first time someone has ever done this, but this works really well. Because the thing is, if I were to grill this now with the door open, and I know my oven needs a bit of clean there. I don't know if you can see that. This would give off quite a bit of smoke, and which is not and it can be choking. So to avoid that problem, what I do is and let's move this out of the way here. I use a fiberglass blanket to cover the grill to keep the smoke that comes off inside the oven, or it sort of collects on the fiberglass blanket, fire blanket. And there is zero safety concerns as long as your oven, you've got an oven that recognizes that, say for example, you actually close the door. So it's probably quite common actually that the ovens, they can detect that the temperature is getting way too high, and it lowers it to a much lower setting. As long as your oven does that, then there should be no safety concerns, because the fiberglass blanket can handle the temperature no problem at all. This is the heat that's going off is nothing, because this can handle up to like 2500 degrees Celsius. So, as I say, that works like a charm of keeping the smoke and everything inside, because it really catches in the throat if you don't do that. But that was a nice simple solution. Yeah, and these five blankets don't cost very much. So yeah. Okay, so see you in a bit again when I've because I'm gonna let that go for another good few minutes, probably longer than I did for the first step, because it's gonna be cooking at the lower, significantly lower grilling temperature. So you can let it go for quite a bit longer. Yeah, see you in a second. Okay, so let's see how this is coming along. I think that's long enough for the second stage. And yeah, after the putting it in the grill the second time, then you can put away the obviously the olive oil and that. Using the little bit of kitchen paper to clean up the spoon. Yeah, so that's quite handy for that. So let's just put that over there for a second. And I'm using this sort of grilling tray thing, so I don't put the hot baking tray or sort of grilling pan on the actual oven there. So yeah, that's coming nicely. Perhaps I've let that run for just a little bit longer, but that's fine. So yeah, for the final stage, now of course the exterior has been fully cooked. You can use just a fork and knife to turn the chicken for, and then you're going to be just grilling it for an extra like 45 seconds or so. Just to give it the required extra bit of grilling that it needs. So let's turn that over. Alrighty, and then put this back. And yeah, one of the beauties of cooking in the winter is of course the heat that's generated. It's coming into your, the kitchen, and he's adding some, helping you a little bit with the heating bills. So that's an added little sort of bonus with cooking. So let's put the fiberglass blanket back there, and then yeah, just set the timer for I think probably 35 is enough. In this instance, and yeah, you just adjust the final time. So if you've got like a really thick chicken breast, then you can increase that slightly, to like 45 seconds or something. So let's just hold on here a second, as it's only not going to be much longer. And for the yeah, you just repeat turning it over. So let's do that for the final step. And this style of oven gloves are perfect for baking. The two-handed ones. So yeah, I highly recommend that. So let's turn that over, and now you can also fling them over your one of your shoulders, which is handy as well. So look how see that's looking really good, isn't it? So let's put that back in for the final 30 odd seconds. And yeah, so I'll cut to me. I'll show you it resting, which is an important step. You need to allow the chicken to rest on both sides, so the juices, return to like the middle of the chicken. So I'll show you that on my once I've given my cutting board a good wash. So yeah, see you in a bit. Okay, so here we go. So you can of course then use the knife and fork to transfer the chicken to your cutting board, and obviously take care doing that so you don't. I have dropped it on the counter, but yeah, to take a good amount of care so you don't do that in the new. And then yes, you want to like leave it for a good half hour either side, turning it over, because yeah, when you cut it up, you want it to ideally have fully cooled down, so then you can put the slices away in your fridge, because you don't want to put warm chicken inside the fridge. That's because then you get like condensation, and yeah, you want to very much avoid that. So yes, you just need to allow it to fully cool down, and you'll see clear sort of juice coming out of the chicken breast, which is that's perfectly normal. But yeah, it will stay on the cutting tray there. But as I say, it smells delicious. It's like a sort of a roasted chicken. And it's yeah, it's, I have this a slice of this for my lunchtime salad sandwich. But as an alternative, as a matter of interest, on the odd occasion where they don't have any chicken that week, I also use pasture-raised, lightly boiled eggs. So I have one egg per sandwich in my salad sandwich. Yeah, and that is delicious. As long as you, that needs a good amount of seasoning. And yeah, typically what I do then is, yeah, I will boil six in one go. And the trick I use to avoid the standard trick to avoid the cracking of the eggs is to you add the eggs to, I think you can have your slightly warm water, but you add the eggs to, don't put them in the boiling water because then they will immediately break. So slightly warm water. And then when they come to the boil, I only allow them to fully boil, slightly turning down the temperature for 3 minutes, 15 seconds. So, because what I'm looking for is just past the soft boil point, so you get like a nice golden egg color. Because yeah, I'm not a fan of very fully boiled eggs. Yeah, I don't like that. So I try to just lightly boil them. And as I say, that is delicious. So as I say, I only do six at a time. So I've got like the even number there, because I use two eggs in my baking recipes. And then for the final day, what I do is I just use some real shredded cheese to make a cheese salad sandwich. And yeah, I've got to say that because I use two types of cheese, the mozzarella and the sharp cheddar, mainly mozzarella, but just some of the chopped cheddar to give that a bit of extra flavor. And yeah, it's a salad sandwich that is also excellent, I must say. So yeah, I'll show you at the end the chicken nicely sliced up. So see you later. Hello again. So check out the I've chopped up the my chicken, my grilled chicken breast into the seven portions, one per day of each day of the week. You can see that's looking very tasty. And yeah, I've added one lot to my sandwich there. And yeah, I recommend these the glot using a glass container for storing it in the fridge. This is, yeah, it's actually a Pyrex. Yeah, that's a very good way to store the chicken, so much better than like a plastic container. And yeah, this seals up. But even though this seals reasonably well, for good measure, I use a, one of the produce bags again. To keep that as fresh as possible, but that yeah, the that and that's another thing with using high quality chicken. I find that it lasts, including the raw chicken, it lasts for the whole week. Whereas if you buy a cheap cheap chicken, then yeah, that can go off pretty quickly. So yeah, that's another good reason to spend more on getting a really good quality chicken. So yes, enjoy. If I recommend giving that a try. So yep, bye for now.